in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, yep, for some Browns discussion for a full hour, because that's what we got for you. And we'll broaden it out, too, with some NFL discussion on a national scale. But to the Browns, John Embry is in his first year as the Browns tight ends coach. And we continue our series of introducing you to the new members of the coaching staff. Interesting guy, John Embry. Played some tight end, collegiate level at Colorado. Played a little bit in the NFL with the LA Rams, Seattle Seahawks. But mostly has coached both at the collegiate and NFL level, was a head coach at Colorado for the last couple of years before joining the Browns. Interesting guy, and you're going to hear some interesting stuff from him, I'm sure, when we sit down and chat with him on this show. And more interesting stuff, Jason Cole, who covers the NFL for YahooSports.com, will be aboard with us. Going to talk about the trade that is sending Alex Smith from the San Francisco 49ers to the Chiefs, reportedly for a couple of draft picks. So we'll hear what Jason has to say a little bit about that. And, you know, it takes another guy out of the conversation for the Browns. I'm not sure how much into the conversation Alex Smith really was. I never really saw him as the greatest fit for what the Browns offense is about, even though there's that history that he has with Norv Turner, Browns offensive coordinator. They worked together in San Francisco. Norv got some good production from him, but he just doesn't look like the kind of guy, when you watch him play his best football, that of the manager, shorter, intermediate type of game, safer, higher percentage throwing game is where he excels. And that's really not what this offense will be about with Rob Chudzinski as the head coach and Norv Turner. What they're going to do is a lot of downfield attack-oriented passing game. So it just doesn't really fit that. Okay, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that with Jason, among other topics. Lots to catch up with him from the Combine. We were both there last week in Indianapolis, so we'll get those thoughts as well. Your questions, comments, you submit them to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter handle, @Browns_daily. You can send your questions, comments directly to me on Twitter, @VICCARUCCI. I encourage you to do that or follow if you aren't already. And email us, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Our voicemail line is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Mike from Facebook was saying that it was not a good idea for the Browns to look at Alex Smith in the first place, kind of consistent with where I'm going here. He said the need is for a mobile kind of quarterback. He references a Vince Young as that kind of guy, or Geno Smith from West Virginia. Well, I don't dislike the thought of adding mobility at the position. I don't see it, though, as really being what, again, this offense looks like when I think of Chud and when I think of Turner. I think of the bigger guy, the taller guy, and yes, in Carolina, that big, and Vince Young's no small guy, but you with Cam Newton, big athlete, bigger athlete who can move, but throw, big arm. And I think it's the bigger armed, really pocket guy that I think Norv Turner leans toward, i.e. Phillip Rivers, i.e. Troy Aikman. Those are the kind of guys that I think fit the more of the Turner mold, if you will, the model. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you're going to meet the new tight ends coach for the Browns, John Embry. He will be on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you till 7 p.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation. Like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby. A Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around. All priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
I think Ford service is great, but I wondered what a customer thought. So I snuck up on one.
How are you?
I'm Mike.
And I'm Jackie.
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car into the Ford dealership for service instead of any one of those other places out there.
They have wonderful service.
What do you drive, Jackie?
Oh, 2007 Ford Escape.
How many miles you got on it?
About 62,000 at the most.
Okay, so how often do you find yourself here at the service center? Is it all about preventive maintenance at this point?
Yes, it is. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Price is right?
Yeah, price is right. No problem.
Save on expert service with the works. Get a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. $39.95 with a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95 or less.
So you take care of your car?
Yes, I do.
Because you love your car?
Yeah, because if you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Dick Carucci with you on this Football Wednesday hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Enjoying hanging out together. And parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds, girls as well as guys, and is only $50. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. John Embry is in his first season as tight ends coach for the Browns. We continue our series of introductions to the new members of the Browns coaching staff. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
So, John, let me start with this. The fact that you have obviously coached in this league, but you also played in this league. You were with the Los Angeles Rams, and you had some time with the Seattle Seahawks before a career-ending elbow injury. But going back to your time, you know, as a player, as someone who came into this league from Colorado and wanted to establish yourself as first a player, how much was coaching on your mind then?
Well, you know, actually when I started playing, I never thought about coaching. And Coach McCartney, after I got through playing, called me up to his office and told me he wanted me to start coaching the tight ends as a volunteer coach at Colorado when I was through. So that was the first time it ever hit my brain, was when I sat across the table from him and he said, "I need you to do this for me."
And when it hit your brain, what did it do? I mean, what registered with you?
He's crazy. You know, it was the farthest thing from my mind. And after the first day of spring practice, it was amazing. You know, just fell in love with it, really enjoyed it. Kept you close to the game. I think that's a lot of things as former players, whether it's after the NFL, whether it's after college or high school, you know, it's something that you always miss if you really love the game.
And the thing, I guess, that a lot of guys realize when they first get into it is you understand the hours, you understand the grind, the commitment. Mm-hmm. Coaching is a whole different world that even players I've talked with in the NFL through the years can't relate to until they actually do it or get close to it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to love it. You know, my first year I did it when I did it as a volunteer coach. Obviously, I worked for free, and I slept on my college roommate's floor for a year. You know, I'd commute back and forth. I had a home in Denver or just outside of Denver. So because of the hours, I'd maybe get home on the weekends. And so you have to love it if you're going to do that. And the time goes by so fast when you're doing something that you really love and enjoy. And growing up, I knew one thing. I never wanted to have a job. And so this worked out perfect because I don't really feel like this is a job
at
all.
It's a labor of love.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, for you, too, and it's been an interesting path because you started out as a volunteer assistant at Colorado, as you were talking about. High school coach as an assistant at Douglas County High School, that too in Colorado.
Yes.
And then back at University of Colorado, tight ends, defensive ends, tight ends again, wide receivers and kickers. You've had some variety, and then UCLA, assistant head coach, wide receivers, assistant head coach, tight ends. But you've been on the defensive side of the ball, and you've also dealt with wideouts and kickers. I mean, that's kind of a range there.
It is. You know, going on defense was a great experience for me. I was over there for 4 years. It just gave me a perspective on how guys in that room, and I say guys in that room, how defensive coaches, things they worry about, things that they look at when they're looking at the opponent. And so when I went back over to offense, that really gave me a whole different perspective. And then obviously moving from tight ends to receivers, again, expanding the knowledge of the game, it forces you to learn. You know, I really believe the only way you really grow as a coach is if you're pushed out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate sometimes against my will, other times at my own choosing, have been forced out of my comfort zone. And then I look back on that time, and I really realize that I learned a lot.
Do you apply that to coaching? You like to push players out of their comfort zone, too?
I do. I do. You know, the first thing I want to find out whenever I'm with any of my players is the first thing is how do they learn. And then I go from there as far as putting them out of their comfort zone and forcing them to grow, forcing them to change how they see things.
Can you give me just an example of kind of what you're talking about, where there have been examples where you've dealt with that?
Yeah, so let's say player X, the way he learns is by seeing things.
Okay.
But then he doesn't like, I could tell he doesn't like being put on the spot or being put in front of his teammates. So what I'll do is I may put him on the board in front of other tight ends or other receivers and say, hey, drop this play and tell me what your assignment is.
Sure.
There's things I'll do during camp. I'll pick a guy out and say, okay, hey, if you can drop this play and tell us what we do, meeting's over. If not, we're going to keep going. And so there might be a guy that doesn't like pressure, doesn't want, you know, so just trying to put them in different situations, forcing them to feel like they always have to be on their toes, forcing them to feel like they can be called on at any moment. Same on the field. Putting them in situations, maybe it's human nature not to want to do things that you're not good at.
Right.
And so just whether it's certain plays in team period or certain drills, just making sure that I'm putting them in those situations to force them to kind of embrace their weakness or embrace change and understand that they can get better at it.
John Embry, the tight ends coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, so collegiate coaching from 1991 through 2005, 2006, you get your first NFL shot. You're the tight ends coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're with them from 2006 to 2008. There's a tight end on that team by the name of Tony Gonzalez. Yeah. Might have heard of him before.
Yeah.
And a Pro Bowler in each of the seasons that you're there, an unbelievable player, led all NFL tight ends in those seasons, in 268 mm-hmm. receptions, 3,130 yards in a three-year span. Wow. And so what was it like, A, to work with him, and B, give me a sense of how you connected with him as a coach?
Well, you know, I tell people that was the most pressure I ever felt as a coach, including the time as a head coach, was coaching Tony Gonzalez, because he was a guy that didn't like making mistakes. You couldn't give him enough information. You wanted to make sure he was prepared to go out there and have a lot of success. Tony is very prideful. You know, I tell a story. Tony, every Monday, he would come in the office, and we'd sit down. We'd watch, at that time, Kellen Winslow Jr., Jason Witten, Dallas Clark, Antonio Gates, and we'd watch every pass those guys caught that week. And we'd talk about it, you know, and, you know, what is it that they're doing? different coverages that they're seeing, how we can incorporate in his game plan things. He'd see something on tape and say, gosh, you know, I wish I could do this. You know, guys, see how well he – I mean, he was really really driven by the fact that there's other guys out there that were nipping at his heels, so to speak, and he wanted to be the best.
So he wanted to study their game so he could find ways to be better.
Yes, and there's things that he couldn't do that they could do, but you know what? He came out to practice early all the time, and we did a certain routine. He stayed out after practice. We did a certain routine, and so he was driven. He was a guy, once he trusted you, if I said, Tony, you got to eat a pound of broccoli every day to be better, he wouldn't ask you why. He would just do it, and that's fun as a coach having a player like that.
Sure.
Now, that puts a lot of pressure on you because there's so much trust. There's a bond in that relationship that you don't want to let it down. You don't want to violate that trust.
Sure.
And so you wanted to make sure every Sunday that he went out there that he had all the answers and was completely prepared to go out there and have success.
That's amazing, and obviously a sure Hall of Famer.
Yes.
is what Tony Gonzalez is. So 06-08 Chiefs, 2010 Washington Redskins, had a guy by the name of Chris Cooley there that year, second on the team, 77 catches, 849 yards, 3 touchdowns. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Chris was the exact opposite of Tony. So that, you know, we talk about growing and being out of your comfort zone and learning how guys learn. Chris could see something once and he got it. Tony liked to write things down. Tony was very deliberate in how he prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Chris got things so quickly, and so Chris was a guy you always had to keep engaging him because he got bored easily. So when he got bored easily, he would, you know, do things, and everyone knows about his personality.
Yeah.
And how he likes to play jokes. So you always had to try to keep engaging Chris in different ways. Because we had another guy in the room at the time. We had rookie Logan Paulson, who's turned into a good player. And then we had Fred Davis, who was also starting to turn the corner, and he was
right.
Growing. So the different personalities in that room. So you're trying to get Chris, you know, to be a guy to kind of lead by example, because if they saw him, you know, if Fred saw Chris didn't have to work at it, well, why do I have to work at it?
Right.
So, you know, you just had to try to be different in how you engage Chris so that guys in there could see how hard he was really working at.
Sure.
Being good at what he did.
Different teaching styles for different guys,
just what
you said.
Yes.
And you got your head coaching shot at the collegiate level after that, 2011 to 2012, University of Colorado Buffaloes head coach. Did that experience give you that broader perspective on things, and how has that helped your coaching that you now take to the Browns?
Well, it does. You know, you just see things from a different perspective because you're responsible for the whole team. You know, now that I'm back here as an assistant, I'm trying to be real cognizant of understanding my role and doing my job to the best of my ability. But I look at Chud a little different light because I know kind of a little bit to a certain extent of some of the things he's going through. You don't quite get to do as much football as you're used to doing mm-hmm. in the past. You know, right now it's just learning the new offense, spending time with Norv and the other coaches, and just kind of absorbing the different offense than what I've been in, and figuring out, okay, how we can help the guys we have here get better.
Does it mean something that you and Chud communicate tight end to tight end, that he played that position at Miami and you played it in college and the NFL?
Yeah, it does. You know, I always say tight ends is really an undervalued position. You know, it's one of those things you miss it when you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have one, you take it for granted. Especially in this level, you know, the tight end on third down and red zones can, especially when you have a young quarterback. I look at the development of Matt Ryan. You know, Tony and I were talking the other day about some stuff. And one of the things that I look at how he's helped Matt Ryan grow, and that when you have a security blanket like a Tony Gonzalez, where you can go to him on third down, you get in the red zone, you get in a bind, you just put air on the ball and give a guy a chance to make a play.
Right.
That really helps you. And, you know, we have a young quarterback here, obviously, and Brandon Whedon going into his second year, and Colt McCoy is another young guy. When you have young quarterbacks, if you can have some guys in the middle of the field that can be a security blanket for your quarterback, that will really help him continue to grow. We have some dynamic guys on the outside.
You know,
those two young guys, watching their tape, you can see they're going to be special players.
Sure.
But it's easy to take away guys on the perimeter. It's harder to take things away in the middle, a tight end in the middle.
And you have another young guy, of course, in the middle right now, in a Jordan Cameron, for instance, who's still just kind of finding his way as a player and didn't have much experience as a football player,
right,
let alone a tight end at USC. So he's coming into his time here as still a young developing player.
Yeah, I don't know much about Jordan. I've just watched what he did last year. Obviously, I was in college when he came out, but I'm excited to work with Jordan. He has a skill set that's real unique.
And
a lot of times you get guys that have length like he has, that has that height, and it's hard for them to bend and get, I watch him, he plays outside of his frame. So what I mean by that is he can catch passes low, high. They don't have to be right there on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're a big guy, he does that, Gonzalez does that. When you have a guy that can play outside of his frame, that radius for the quarterback, he doesn't have to be quite as accurate.
Sure.
Again, that's what I'm talking about, that security blanket for a quarterback, red zone and third down, is when you can play with range as a player and play outside your frame. Now the quarterback's doing is he's getting it near you. He's getting it away from the defender, and he knows you're going to make the play. That gives him confidence. That keeps, maybe that's his third or fourth completion in a row, and he starts getting hot, right?
Right, right.
You move the chains, you get a first down. That first down might lead to points, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. So that's really critical, I think, especially at our position.
Sure.
And so when I watched him play, and the fact that he could play outside the core, so he doesn't have to just line up at Y, when he can do things outside the core, now it's a matchup issue because, like what we did with Tony, is if you're trying to bracket or double him, it's hard to do that when he's moving around, when you're not sure where he's going to line up every time.
Sure.
When you're a tight end that always lines up next to the tackle, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easier, I should say, to take him out of the game.
Target right there.
Yeah, you can do a lot of different things. So Jordan's a guy I'm excited to work with.
Well, we're excited to work with you, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the knowledge, and we'll talk down the line.
All right, sounds good.
He is John Embry, the new tight ends coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got so much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, Quick Food. Get to Quick Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Bruce Hooley, and ESPN Cleveland invites you to join us at Morton's The Steakhouse on March 13th for Dinner with a Legend. This event features ESPN NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. Doors open at 3 p.m. Reservations are $85, and each guest will receive their choice of a fabulous Morton's steak, chicken, or seafood dinner, including salad and dessert. The dinner includes a meet and greet with Todd McShay, one of ESPN's top NFL draft analysts, one autograph, one photograph, and a question and answer session following a special edition of The Hooligans live from Morton's The Steakhouse. The NFL draft is right around the corner, and Todd McShay has all the answers you're looking for. Reservations will go fast, so book yours today. For more info, go to ESPNcleveland.com/dinner with a legend. For reservations, call Morton's at 216-621-6200. That's 216-621-6200. Dinner with a Legend at Morton's The Steakhouse is brought to you by Huey's Event Production Services, Amazing Tickets, MT Business Technologies, and Sweetbriar Golf Course.
Confucius once said, I hear and I forget, I see and I remember, I experience and I understand. These words, simple yet profound, reveal a basic truth, that words alone are never enough. In order to make an impact, you need something more substantial. You need a visual, a reference point, an experience. This is Ron Trzynski, and at the Original Mattress Factory, we strive to give you something more, to provide an experience. We educate our customers about our products and offer factory tours so that everyone may see firsthand the quality that goes into our products. We help you understand what sets us apart, from our two-sided mattresses and our real working box springs to our friendly and knowledgeable sales associates, ready to answer every question you ever had about mattresses. We dedicate ourselves to being more than ordinary, because you deserve something extraordinary. So visit our showroom and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. How about Coach Embry, though? Impressive guy. Fun guy to talk with and listen to. And I think there's much more where that came from as we continue to meet the new coaches on the Browns. And this segment is one driven by Liberty Ford, where I have a chance to answer your questions and comment on your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns_daily. And our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Just a few of the many ways to get through to us. And also fielding these questions with the help of my Revel Wireless Galaxy S phone. Let's go to Twitter. Judy on Twitter. Are the Browns actively seeking a new quarterback? She wants to know. Good question in light of the news today of Alex Smith being traded from the 49ers to the Chiefs, but it would be a good question anyway. Anyhow, Judy, if by new quarterback you're saying, or you mean, that the Browns are actively looking to replace Brandon Whedon, you know, I don't think they're there. I don't think the approach that they're taking to this quarterback position is find his replacement because he can't be the guy. They've certainly said nothing to that effect. And if anything, have indicated the opposite, that he's got a chance, a real chance, to be the guy, but they want him to compete for it. And that makes perfect sense. Let him show them what he showed, but he's got to do it in a better way, what he showed the previous coaching staff and regime, that he has the goods to be the starter. He was drafted to be that guy last year. He had the inside track from the moment he was selected, 22nd overall pick. This group of folks running the team did not draft him, obviously, and they know about him. I mean, they've studied him on tape. Joe Banner, Jimmy Haslam had the opportunity to watch a good portion of everything he did during the season, up close, in person, home and away. But what they didn't do was go through, at least what Joe Banner didn't do, running the football operation, go through an offseason with this guy and then a preseason with this guy. And doing so with the coaches that are designing the offense and working with him specifically, technically, to just see how he fits. All of that feedback has to come, but I think there's a general optimism that he would be the best choice. Now, seeking a quarterback, if we take a new quarterback out of there, and use it in that context, I see this team yes, seeking to add a quarterback, possibly two quarterbacks, via draft, via free agency, perhaps trade, but I think it's going to, I think the draft and free agency route would be the ones that are most likely to see where this team would bring aboard a new couple of QBs to be part of the competition. Not with the idea that, okay, because they would be guys or a guy that they brought in, got to be the starter. That could happen. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not ruling it out. But I sit here thinking just based on what we've heard from Joe Banner and Rob Chudzinski just last week at the combine, last weekend at the combine, a few days ago, that the tone and tenor of their comments are, you know, this guy showed some stuff, showed enough stuff that he can compete for it, but we want to see more. And we think, you know, you could make that jump from year one to year two, and the coaching staff will do its part to try to get him to where they want him to be. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to take a national look at the National Football League and also get some Browns thoughts from a man by the name of Jason Cole. You know the name. He covers the NFL for YahooSports.com. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Showtime and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deal. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13. Over 50,000 tires on sale at all 33 Conrad's locations. Competing to be your best deal. Like this one. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13. That's Conrad.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, March 13th through 16th. When it swoops from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
It's a football Wednesday, and fans, join me on March 8th at Revel Wireless in West Park at Cam's Corner. We'll be live with the show, this show, from 6 to 7 p.m. at Revel, located at 17472 Lorraine Road in West Park. There are more details to come on this remote broadcast. But we love doing these. We'll have a lot of fun. Come join us. Love to interact. Love to talk football with you. There's so much to discuss. We got the draft. Obviously, free agency coming up soon. It'll be 4 days after that remote that the free agency period will start. So want to hear your thoughts and your questions and your comments, because that's the fun. That's the joy of doing this stuff. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. With us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is Jason Cole. He covers the NFL for YahooSports.com. And Jason, big news today. The Kansas City Chiefs acquiring from the San Francisco 49ers Alex Smith. This was something I know that had been rumored, talked about, but at least from the Browns standpoint, this is one guy that gets eliminated from the list of a potential quarterback addition.
Yeah, I don't think that actually Alex Smith fit what Cleveland's really hoping to do at that position. I think that Rob Chudzinski is probably looking for a bigger guy who fits more of the mold of a kind of pocket passer he would like to have, or even a guy who can move around a little bit. But certainly Alex Smith was a guy that he would think about. And he really fit more with what Kansas City is trying to do. I know that Alex is hoping that he could end up in Arizona because that's closer to home. He's from San Diego. His wife is from the San Francisco Bay Area. They really wanted to stay on the West Coast. But that's not going to work out. They get to Kansas City, still stay on the sort of the western half of the United States. That probably works for them okay. For Kansas City's standpoint, they did not like any of the quarterbacks that were in the top two rounds of this draft. You know, certainly at number one, they weren't going to take a quarterback. And moving around, hoping to see whether Geno Smith or Matt Barkley ended up in the second round, I don't think that even if either one of those guys had been there, that's the kind of direction that they wanted to go. I just don't feel like they liked any of these guys.
The two of us were in Indianapolis for several days last week covering the combine. I want to start with your biggest takeaway. There seem to be so many storylines. What's the one that intrigued you the most?
Well, I think the number of guys who ran really fast. And I think I haven't added up the numbers yet. I haven't done any much comparison. But I would venture to guess that we saw more guys run like sub-4.35, sub-4.3. Than perhaps you've ever seen in the history of the combine. And I know that nobody ran as fast as Chris Judson,
right?
But they came within an eyelash of doing it. And, you know, I'm not saying that guys don't get faster over the years, but it makes me wonder a little bit how so many guys ran so fast all at one time. I guess it just makes me a little suspicious. Call that the reporter in me, but that's just... Yeah, that's just who I am sometimes.
You're right about that. I mean, I'm curious, too, as to why we had so many. The first place I want to go is, and this is maybe just because of years of being around this, that we've both been around this a long time, and I think we remember a day when there wasn't the training for this event as there is. This has really become a track meet, and it seems as if the training is full out track intensive, and that from a technique standpoint, and you name it, whatever it takes, weight dropping and however you're putting on your muscle as a player, everything is being done with the idea that for this event you're not a football player, you have to be a track star.
Absolutely, that's 100% correct. In fact, talking to Bill Polian for probably a good half hour between Saturday and Sunday for another article, one of the things that he talked about is after you draft a player, and this is why he's very much against moving the draft too far back into like May, which is what one of the things that the league is talking about, don't move it too far back because it already takes you 2 or 3 weeks to get a guy out of combine shape or track shape, as it were, and into football shape. I mean, there's two different ways. I mean, you don't play football the same way you run for a track meet. They're just not the same thing. And you have to be very cognizant of that. I think that another thing, and I'm not trying to say that people are using performance enhancers, although that would be one of the things I would be, you know, worried about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also, you know, because this has become such a made-for-TV event, I sort of start to wonder, are people saving tons on the other side of it to make it seem like everybody's faster than they are, to make it more exciting than it actually is? And as long as you're putting everybody in order, it ultimately doesn't matter if a guy runs a 4.21 or whether you call it a 4.21 or whether you call it a 4.17. the only thing that really ultimately matters is who's first in line and who's last in line.
Right.
That's all the people who administer this, you know, are concerned with. Because once you get them, that's all you're really worried about.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And it's about whether or not, again, can they play football. And you mentioned Bill Polian, the former NFL executive working for ESPN now. And in something he relayed to me that I thought was interesting, a conversation he had with Andy Reid, who told they were discussing how they could maybe change the 40-yard dash to make it more of a football type of run versus a track run where the guy's in a clear track stance, for instance, a receiver with his, you know, arm back and up and the look that has nothing to do with coming off the line of scrimmage for a pass play. And Andy's suggestion was let them do the one of their two 40-yard runs, make one of them that track style run, but make the other one from a standing position. And then when it came to like linemen who have to get into a 3-point stance, let them run from a 3-point stance.
Right, or let them run for, you know, whether it's a 3-point stance, or sometimes because so many guys now play up in a 2-point stance, make them have to run from a 2-point stance.
Right, right.
Now they're different. You know, depending on what your position is, run from whatever your position is required to you to do. The other thing is for linemen, you know, but they're really not running longer than 20 yards or 10 yards. Let's make them do 10-yard runs and 20-yard dashes, okay? Let's not make them do 40-yard dash. You know, watching a 300-pound guy run 40 yards is kind of irrelevant. What you really care about is what is he doing over his 20-yard run, you know, from getting from point A to point B. That's the most critical thing, you know, in my mind. And let's have that. You know, make these functional drills that are that you know relate to what you're actually doing on a football field most of the time. Yeah, once in a while, defensive lineman is gonna run that far, but it's very infrequently.
Jason Cole from YahooSports.com covers the NFL, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jason, I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole Manti Te'o combine story, not the broader story that involves the whole fake girlfriend thing and all of that. That's just beyond comprehension. But I think more relevant is the hard numbers that dealt with his combine, meaning that he dropped weight upwards of what 15 pounds before he arrived there. That theoretically should have made him faster. And lo and behold, he's right near the bottom of linebackers in terms of speed. He didn't look particularly cut physically. Some people commented on that. They just didn't see the definition that you see from some of the other athletes in terms of what their weight training and such might reflect. And overall, just didn't give that athletic performance I think people thought, who at one point maybe saw him as an upper-tier first-round pick, believe. Now the question is, what did he do in terms of damage to himself with a not-so-impressive combine? Or is he one of those guys that you just have to say the tape maybe doesn't lie, that for the most part you saw, you know, an exceptional football player during this past season at Notre Dame and trust that?
Well, I'm really troubled by the way that he performed. I mean, he had, you know, more than 30 days to deal with the fallout of this. And, yeah, that press conference was tough for him, and it wasn't easy, but it also wasn't that hard. It wasn't like people were asking a lot of pointed questions, really drilling down into this story. And then to have their physical performance, to run a 4.8 40, to not look good when you're out there, the things that you're talking about, you put that all together, and then hit. A low-stress job? Right. I mean, let's get serious about this.
Yeah.
You're in a high-stress profession that's going to push you to the limits. If you're going to say that, oh, because, you know, I've been in training and had to deal with this whole story, you know, that caused me to have a really bad performance at the combine, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm just not. Mm. I come away with more questions about this kid than I do answers, and those questions have very little to do with, you know, this whole controversy,
mm-hmm,
over the fake dead girlfriend who's actually a guy, And I wonder if the guy's mentally weak. Because here's another thing. As it pertains to the whole story, don't think that that guy's not going to get really hard in the locker room. You know, it's going to be tough for him in a locker room around a lot of grown-up men who don't take it easy on you. Or on the field against people who are using anything they can to get under your skin.
Right.
I mean, this again, it's not a low-stress profession, and there's no HR department to come in and police how players talk to each other.
Sure.
So, to me, I'm really concerned about, you know, what I'm seeing from Manti Te'o. I've got a lot more questions than I had going in, and they have nothing to do with Renaya Tuiasosopo.
Right. Right. No, those are all valid points, Jason, and ones that I think teams have to sort out. The other thing, in looking at this from a Browns perspective, the two biggest need positions that at least I see for this team, pass rusher, something that I think will be the focus of their sixth overall pick, and then trying to get maybe a corner somewhere along the line after that. They don't pick right now until the third round after the first round. As you looked at the combine performances with an eye toward that, should the Browns be feeling good? Because it seemed to me that if there is some depth, and you talk about athleticism and production based on what these guys did in their respective collegiate teams, that the pass rusher seems like you'll find a good one there at number six.
Oh, yeah. He has some really good choices. And you may have a choice, you know, like the kid, the Deion Jordan kid, or you may have a really fascinating choice, a kid like Ezekiel Ansah.
Yeah.
Dynamite looking athlete. But very small resume. I mean, very, very small football resume, which I think is going to scare some people off. But against that is this dynamic athletic performance where you just go, wow. I mean, it just, he runs a 4.62 at 275 pounds.
Right.
I mean, that's phenomenal stuff. And the little bit of football that he has played, in particular that Senior Bowl, was fantastic stuff.
Yep.
But can you really justify taking a guy with so little football background there? I mean, you know, whilst there's some other mitigating factors, he's really smart. I think he's really a very focused kid. You know, those mitigate, you know, the lack of football background, but it's still there. There's no question about it. And you just wonder if the kid's going to be able to hold up. But there is depth. I think there's even going to be a good pass rusher probably around the 25th or 26th pick. So if you want to do a little bit of moving around, you know, a kid like Okafor is going to be available in the second round. You know, I think there are some possibilities there, some really intriguing players who are going to be available later in this draft.
Were you as left flat by the quarterbacks as pretty much everyone else?
Yeah, I mean, there's what's there to get excited about, especially when the guy who wants to be considered the best guy in the whole thing doesn't even work.
Right.
I mean, I understand the whole thing about Barkley. You're not better. You know, you're not good enough. And your doctors say you need to hold off, and you want to work with the receivers. I mean, come on, go compete. It's been 3 months since you got hurt. Your shoulder's fine. I mean, I'm not buying that excuse that he's not all the way back to 100% after a shoulder separation. You know, 3 months ago, he's fine. He could throw if he really wanted to throw. Go show me something, especially in such a mediocre year for quarterbacks.
Yeah, it would seem to me that he could have taken charge right then and there and said he's left it all on the line for the pro day, whatever it is, March 21st. So we'll see how that all works out for him. Jason, tremendous, as always, the information, the knowledge. We appreciate it.
Hey, John, be good, Vic. Thanks.
All right. He is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Driven by Liberty Ford, we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Showtime and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Revel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Revel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Revel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
It's a whole new February at Subway. Our biggest footlong event of the year. And you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs. And we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs. And hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Less tax applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra prices. Iron Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, it's Bruce Hooley, and ESPN Cleveland invites you to join us at Morton's The Steakhouse on March 13th for Dinner with a Legend. This event features ESPN NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. Doors open at 3 p.m. Reservations are $85, and each guest will receive their choice of a fabulous Morton's steak, chicken, or seafood dinner, including salad and dessert. The dinner includes a meet and greet with Todd McShay, one of ESPN's top NFL draft analysts, one autograph, one photograph, and a question and answer session following a special edition of The Hooligans live from Morton's The Steakhouse. The NFL draft is right around the corner, and Todd McShay has all the answers you're looking for. Reservations will go fast, so book yours today. For more info, go to ESPNCleveland.com/dinner-with-a-legend. For reservations, call Morton's at 216-621-6200. That's 216-621-6200. Dinner with a Legend at Morton's The Steakhouse is brought to you by Huey's Event Production Services, Amazing Tickets, MT Business Technologies, and Sweetbriar Golf Course.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Chevy is turning heads at the Cleveland Auto Show. And now at the showroom, with 500 Auto Show bonus cash on top of most current offers. That's on select models including Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Get a 2013 Silverado All-Star Edition now with a $1,500 All-Star Edition discount, plus $4,750 in total cash allowance. Plus $500 Auto Show bonus for a total value of $6,750. Plus, trade up for an additional $1,000 trade-in allowance. Dependability based on longevity. 1981, July 2011, full-size pickup registration. Not available with some other offers. Excludes leases. Must show proof of current ownership and trade in a 1999 or newer vehicle. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 2/28/13. Hurry. Auto Show bonus cash ends soon. See your Chevy network dealer or visit clickchevy.com today.
Carucci with you on a football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And making her regular visit with us is Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. And Renee, let's start with the USA Football State Leadership Forum, which the Browns are hosting Saturday.
Yes, it's one of the many things that we do with USA Football. And USA Football, as many folks know, is the youth football development partner of the league. And so we do a lot of things year-round with them. They're working on the safety and quality and improvement of the game, coaching improvements, those types of things. But we are hosting a leadership forum, as you mentioned, on Saturday here at the facility. And that really brings a lot of youth football commissioners together. And we're expecting about 50 youth football commissioners to come together. And they really just kind of get uploaded. And it's a great discussion about concussions and safety issues, how to market their league, sportsmanship, coaching recruitment, all of those wonderful things that surround the game and things that need to be addressed and are currently hot topics in the sport of youth football. So it's a great event, and again, a good best practices discussion and a good leadership forum as well.
Good opportunity to exchange ideas.
It is. It really is.
And another event, and we've been talking about this on the show, the Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic that's coming up later in March.
Sure. This is a new event. event for us this year, and really it's an event, as you mentioned, for middle school students. It's open to male and female, 13 and 14 years of age, and this is really kind of the transition period between youth football and prepping them for high school sports in general. And so really kind of breaking down the technique for certain skills, and, you know, before they start weight training, and making sure that they have the proper movement skills, that they have the proper technique and foundations before they start executing some of those as they move into high school. So it's a great event. Again, it'll be our first time hosting this. It'll be Friday, March 22nd, and Saturday, March 23rd at the practice facility here. It's a two-day session, and it's $50 for that session, and they'll get some great teaching and coaching with that event.
And this is open to males and females, 13, 14 years.
Yes. So again, you know, nothing really too heavy on the football training. This is really, again, about the speed and strength and skills.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much, Vic.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You ask questions of us via the Browns' Facebook, Twitter pages, and email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Hugh, from email, was talking about a piece I wrote from the Combine regarding the whole thing about the Browns wanting to draft players or sign free agents that want to be Browns. As simple as that sounds, it's really a deeper thought than that. It's the idea that do you see in that player, besides the fact that he'll get a paycheck signed by this team, the desire to be part of this team? Is he bringing something extra to that? And that was the whole point. Rob Chudzinski brought it up last Friday in Indianapolis, and then on Saturday morning, Joe Banner was, and I asked him the follow-up question about it, and he addressed it in a more expansive way, just going into the, or getting into the point that the Browns have, as he said it, a good story to tell. And what's the good story? The hiring of Chudzinski, of North Turner, of Ray Horton, the experience of the staff, the owner that is, as he said, a tone changer, Jimmy Haslam. So he went through the points, and again, things that just would make this a good place, a good landing spot for players that want to compete and win. And that's the part, though, that he said where the story's got to get better, because you don't have the winning to show. You don't have the record of success to show, and there's more newness to sell than there is a history of success, recent success. And it's recent taken, you know, it's broadening by the year, unfortunately. But here's the point of Hugh's email. He's thanking me, okay, for very informative, objective articles. Thank you, Hugh, for that. He says, though, since the return, and this gets to the point that I just made here, the Browns story has been one of emptiness. One opening season win in 14 tries. Two-year average life of a coaching staff. No direction. Jeff Garcia, quarterback with no plan as to how to use him. Jake Delhomme, question mark, enough said. I attribute that all to the owner, Hugh says. It's his money on the line. Not much good can happen if he doesn't understand football operations, takes a hands-off approach, and chooses to delegate. He mentions Carmen Policy to Mike Holmgren. This in Randy Lerner's stewardship here. Hugh goes on to say, that's why I feel good about the future. The new Browns management and coaching teams seem to have a high football IQ, and the new owner is present and involved. We worried, in parentheses, he says, we worried about that for a moment, didn't we? As necessary. Hugh continues, let's hope this group stays together long enough to provide a string of double-digit win seasons, including a lot on opening day starting in 2013. Nicely written note and good perspective, Hugh. I like that. Not just because you are putting a positive slant on it. I mean, you back up what you say by your impression that I do share of the football IQ thing. And it does include the level of experience that's in this building in terms of operating a football team from a administrative standpoint and operating the football from a coaching standpoint. The years are significant. The success is significant of where you can point to where people have done well and have had success, have teams, individuals. So I think those are important points that you've made, and I like the way you broke it down. But it's in the proof. The proof is in the doing. You know, enough about it looks promising. It looks. I'm with you on this. I want to see it for myself. I want this narrative to change, selfishly, because I talk about this team a lot, yeah, like on a daily basis, write about it a lot, but we've got to see it happen. All right, we want to thank John Embry for being part of the show, and Jason Cole and Renee Harvey. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. We want to thank our producer tonight, Will Bursch. Appreciate your help, Will. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Rome, weekday afternoons at 1 on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.